This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne is giving an all-important speech tonight, changing the republic, democracy as we know it. He'll be back tomorrow night. Christopher down in Dallas, Texas, making it all go, pushing the buttons. Without him, we would be in total chaos. I want to continue the immigration thought for a bit. I have a couple other things I want to get into, but we had a great guest on the last segment before, talking about immigration. He was focusing in on the human side of it, right? The heartache, the angst, the anguish, these folks who travel thousands of miles to get here. I've always said this, I'll say it again, that if I were living in Venezuela, some other third world country, and I was living that horrifying existence, that terrible life, I would come here. I would make every effort to get here. Now, I can't tell you for certain that I would do it legally. I would get here any way I can, just like they get here any way they can. And I get that. But that doesn't forgive or alleviate the situation with our immigration, which is broken. You can't just mosey on in. It doesn't work like that. It shouldn't work like that. Yet we have an administration that has opened the floodgates. And yes, I've said this for a long time. I think I've been saying this for 10 years. I don't know if it's actually happening, but I've been saying folks that migrate to this country, not all of them, but I would think a higher percentage are probably in at least the second generation more prone to be Republicans because they are very religious. They are pro-life. They want to work for the most part. Not all of them. Like I said, there's a lot of folks who are coming here now who are the antithesis of that, right? They don't believe in any of the things that I said. So I would say that at one point in time, certainly that was at least a 70-30 split. But now that folks know that just by getting here, you know, it's green lights on Broadway, they're going to get what they want to get, and they're going to get subsidies, and they're going to get health care, and they're going to get education. So they come here, and even if they are lazy, they're going to get what they want. So that, I think that dynamic has changed slightly. The other side of the immigration coin is I'm no longer using the 10 million people who are here illegally, 15, 12 million, whatever it is that media wants you try to sink your teeth into. Listen, mathematics alone will prove that out to be false. I've been on the radio doing talk for at least, I've been doing it for 18 years. I've been doing radio for 30, okay? But political talk for 18, 19, in that range. And from the very instant I cracked the microphone and began to talk about these issues, and one of those issues even back then was immigration, they've always said 10 million illegals living here amongst us. Mathematically, 20 years ago, if you say on the minimum of a million people come across every year, and they, again, send for their family. But even if it's just a million, you're talking about 20 million more than the 10 million they gave you prior, which was a very, very conservative number. MIT did a study 5 years ago, or 6 years ago, where they had 30-some-odd million people that they estimated were here illegally. I'm going to put my trust in the mathematical wizards of MIT. And if that's the case, and since then we've got at least 10 to 12 more, we're talking at least 40 million. probably more like 50 million, who are living amongst us. No Social Security number, not paying income tax. The only tax that they pay is if they buy goods or services. They clearly have kids in the system. They're having kids, and they're having children, and they go to school, so we're paying for that. Talk about a broken system. That's part of a broken system. If you've got people who are paying the full weight for other folks' stuff, well, that becomes a huge issue, including in that is healthcare. If someone's here illegally, they fall down, break their leg, they're not going to bleed out on the sidewalk. They're going to get fixed up. They're going to get patched up. If they've got a serious illness like they need dialysis, they're not going to die on the street. It ain't happening. So while the Biden administration and its media allies highlight the illegal immigration, which they say has dropped considerably since the termination of the Trump-era restrictions, which is garbage, again, more people who are entering the United States through Mexico have been apprehended, and they are terrorists on terror watch list. A number, again, a record number of people who appear on the Federal Bureau of Investigation. You know them as the FBI. They're terror watch list. They've been apprehended by Border Patrol agents in the last fiscal year. In April alone, the frontline Homeland Security Agency caught 16 foreigners who are on the National Terrorist Screening Database. That number is more than 2017, 18, 19, and 20 combined. Why? Well, because they know they can get in. And if they caught 16, maybe 16,000 got through. How many terrorists do you think are here right now? I think that may be uncalculable or incalculable. We have no idea. There could be thousands who have come across the southern border. I'm not making that up to scare you. I mean, that's entirely possible. So you've got these cells all across the country. I mean, you want to say they're waiting to strike? Would I be out of line saying that? And if I wanted to bring down America, what better way to do it than within? Send a bunch of people across the border. China's doing it. China's sending record number of people across the southern border right now to set up shop here, to do whatever it is that China, whatever the Chinese bidding they have to do, whether they're, you know, either people working straight for the government or people who are associated with other people. But China's doing the same thing, sending thousands of people in here. We've already let 5 million in. You don't think that 100,000 of those 5 million, 10%, 5%, 1%? If 1%, 50,000 people had ill intent, that can cause chaos. And I don't know when that will happen or if it will happen, but the potential is there. So the number of people who are coming across the border right now, again, that we have no idea of their background. We haven't vetted any of them. We don't have paperwork on them. And these are the ones that we actually at least stop and detain before you let them go. We don't know anything about them. And they're now here. And who knows what they're capable of. Immigration is infinitely fixable. I've said it a bajillion times. If we wanted to, we could stop it. If we had the desire to, we could stop it. It's that simple. But we don't. We don't want to because it's another talking point. And Democrats think they think they're voters coming. I'm not so sure of that. Right? And Republicans, there's no reason why right now or at least when Trump was in office, it was a real slowdown. But there's no reason why financially they can't at least put some hurt on this whole scenario. The bottom line is we've got ourselves in a jackpot with this. And as my previous guest George was talking about, you've now got, aside from the bad element potentially 50,000, 100,000 people who are here with one sole purpose, and that's to do harm. You've got all these people here with nothing to do. They're not working. They're not contributing tax-wise. They have to be fed. They have to have a place to live. You've seen the stories where they're literally kicking veterans out of, you know, establishments to put them out either on the street or find a family member, or you're on your own, and putting some of these illegals in those places. And we know about the number of court dates that aren't going to be met. And some of those court dates are as far away as 2027. How are you going to get somebody to come back in 2027 for a court appearance when they're arrested for an immigration violation in 2023? It's never going to happen. They're gone, into the wind, and you'll never see them again. And what does that do? I mean, how is that beneficial for anybody? How can the Biden administration think that they're doing these folks a favor? I mean, is it a favor considering that they were living in Nicaragua and now at least somewhere they're in America? Well, I guess. I guess it's better that way. But good God, what a terrible, terrible job this administration has done. And the humanitarian side of it, I mean, it's the business. You just heard from the last guest. These folks are struggling to find food. No one tells them what to do or where to go or how to communicate. Some of them can't even speak the language, yet they're here. And your community has to deal with it. All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come back. I've got a couple other things I want to get to, including smut in your schools. Yeah, that's right. Smut in your middle schools. Yeah, I'm not even making it up. Just got an email about an angry bunch of parents who are not happy about a school here in Connecticut, but it's going on across the country. We'll do that when we come back. It's the USA Audio Network.
Is your money. In the wake of multiple bank failures, financial experts warn that we could be facing a systemic banking crisis that might just end in catastrophic collapse, which could decimate your savings. And guess who will pay for the bailouts either way? You! Worst of all, government solution is central bank digital currency. If Big Brother doesn't like what you do or say or buy, banks could shut off access to your money. And if that's not scary enough, inflation is destroying the value of your savings every day. That's why so many people are choosing to diversify into gold and silver. Protect their wealth. After all, gold and silver are like wealth insurance against economic crisis. Call Goldgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD to discover how physical gold and silver can help protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. Just say war for Wayne Alaroot to get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital at 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gift.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow, you always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Find what you love, love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, My Pillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products for patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
I thought I would calm you down, Lee. That's why I'm playing this. You're all worked up.
Do you remember the... are you old enough to remember the old roast, the Dean Martin?
Yeah, actually, I just watched one the other night, because I think it was one with where they got Rickles.
They got Rickles?
Yeah.
Or Rickles was put. Oh, that must have been something.
Oh, my God. You know what? May he rest in peace and all those people who were on the dais.
Yeah.
Nothing better than a Dean Martin roast when you have Rickles in there, because Rickles just didn't care. He went after everybody.
He was hilarious. He was very, very funny. In fact, he actually was good friends with a friend of mine who runs the Mohegan Sun Casino, and he was over there all the time. But one of the funniest guys just to meet in person, too. It's nonstop. It's almost like it's not an act. But a great guy, without question.
And by the way, I'll say this real quick. We also lost a great comedian last week. Do you remember Pat Cooper?
Yes.
A great fixture on another radio show that's now on a satellite company, has 9 listeners, and woke. But, Pat Cooper passed away last week at the age of 94 in Las Vegas. Yeah. Great guy. I've worked with him on a couple radio things
really?
In Vegas. Mm-hmm. Great guy, but he, like Rickles, once that light went on, you were fair game.
Absolutely. All right, listen, this is the USA Audio Network. Again, if you're tuning in for Wayne, Wayne's got tonight off. He's giving an important speech. He'll be back tomorrow night. My name is Lee Elsie. On Fridays, I get a chance to hang out with you for the first hour, and whenever Wayne takes a vacation or takes a day here or there, I get a chance to fill in again on all of these great stations across the entire country, and always appreciate that. I just got a call off the air from time to time when I fill in. Glenn Salmacy, who's the president of Nichols College in Massachusetts, just called me off the air, and he's genuinely concerned about this with Trump, man. I mean, this is a guy who's a constitutional scholar. And, during the break, he was bending my ear. He doesn't have time to come on. I try to get him to come on, but he's at an event. But he's like, this is really, really a big deal, and we're heading into the banana republic realm. And you know, we've been talking about that, but it's scary stuff. And, you know, Biden now, and they're on tape, and nobody's doing anything about this. And the information that's beginning to seep out on this and the denial of Dems who deny this and deny and deny. Why? Why do you continue to protect this man who's part of a crime syndicate and has been for 50 years? I don't understand that. Like, for the good of the country, for God's sake, don't you love this amazing place that we've had this blessed ability to live for 250 years in freedom for the most part? And here we are in the last 2 years, this one guy completely destroying it, 50 years in Washington, never getting anything done, nothing done in 50 years, except make money and pad his own pockets. Here's a guy making what? Supposedly these guys make $100,000+ a year. He's got four houses, millions of dollars in the bank. How does that happen? It's not as though he wrote a book or anything like that. He's not discovering plutonium. It's Joe Biden, for God's sake. He can't get out of his own way. I get fired up by him because I really think he's about as dirty as you can get. You know, in my lifetime, I have to sit through the most corrupt and crooked president in history. And yet, during that time, it's the president who preceded him that is catching all the flack and potentially, you know, staring down the barrel of 400 years in jail, which, you know, he's not going to do 400 years, but you get my point. All right, I wanted to really quickly mention this. So here in Connecticut, we have been going back and forth about this one issue about inappropriate books in school. And just so you know, I'm never in favor of banning stuff. I'm not that guy. Right? I think the free thought exchange of thoughts and ideas, once you get to a certain age, really nothing is inappropriate, right? You should have access to whatever it is that you want access to. Even if it's horrific to someone else, you should have access to it as long as it's not depicting anything illegal, in particular anything illegal like pedophilia, etc. But in schools in Connecticut, there's a group of parents who are upset because, and their letter says this, it says, "We appreciate that tweens and teens often visit the library alone, so we pre-selected items approach may be a little bit more difficult to apply. Per the library's child safety policy, young people must be of middle school age to visit the library unaccompanied." The gist of this, I can hear the music playing, just to give you an idea, it's happening here in Connecticut, it's happening across the country, is that in particular in middle schools, and they're in high schools as well, but middle school libraries should not have books that depict sex really at any level, graphic sex in particular. So these parents are trying to push back against that. And I say kudos. And if you're, you know, listening in some other community, you should check out your library. If you've got a kid of that age, be careful, because what they can get their hands on in some cases is not very appropriate. We'll come back. My pal Tony D'Angelo will join us after the bottom of the hour. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA News update. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to all 37 charges he's facing surrounding his handling of classified documents. Outside the Miami courthouse, his attorney, Alina Haba, described it as an unprecedented occurrence.
Hillary Clinton. Joe Biden himself retained possession of classified documents yet have not been prosecuted.
The indictment accuses Trump of storing classified information at his Mar-a-Lago residence. Food prices are up as of last month after dipping in the spring. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, prices at the grocery store went up 0.1% from April to May. If Alexa couldn't help you today, you weren't alone. After experiencing a widespread outage, it seems that Amazon Web Services are now operational again. The outage had a significant impact on various internet services and websites which rely on AWS for their functioning. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right,
Wayne on the roof. The roof's on fire. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're a conservative warrior, if you're a Christian patriot, if you love America, it's time for you to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. All the products are made in America at the highest quality, at the best prices found anywhere in the world, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price, healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-American company, and you get to save a fortune on all the same products you already use at home. All the products you use, all the products you want, all the products you need at GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go down to GreatPatriotStore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American-loving, patriotic, conservative, made-in-the-USA company, GreatPatriotStore.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. If you're looking for Wayne Allen Root, he is off tonight. He will be back tomorrow. I'm Lee Elsie. And from time to time, I get a chance to host the entire show. You can always hear me on Fridays, the first hour of the USA Radio Network broadcast. And again, I like to bring on a lot of the great guests from my own morning show, and here's another one. Tony D'Angelo, Fortress Fiduciary Company, is his home base, but he comes on with me to talk about just about anything and everything. And tonight we're going to sort of mix it up a little bit, and I want to chat a little bit and take a walk down memory lane, baseball memory lane, with Tony D. Tony, how are you? I appreciate you coming on.
It is my honor, it is my pleasure, and proud to be among everybody we all see in these great United States of America.
So you are upset about something. I'm going to get out of your way, let you tell the story. But you're upset about your baseball team doing what you thought was a disservice. Tell everybody the story.
And thank you for giving me this opportunity. I followed with interest, not with enjoyment, the situation that was taking place with the Los Angeles Dodgers and the honoring or the invitation to the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to participate in a trans-friendly night. Now, for those unfamiliar, this is a gay men's drag group who make fun of nuns and make fun primarily of the Catholic religion. And it troubled me greatly because I've always respected the Los Angeles Dodger franchise, going back to the days of Brooklyn. This was the first franchise to, you know, host a black player, Jackie Robinson, one of the greatest baseball players that ever lived. It also was a team of a great Catholic tradition. It was a team of Gil Hodges is in a batting slump in 1952, and the parish priest sends everybody home saying it's too hot to have church. Let's all go home and pray for Gil Hodges. Tom Lasorda, a great motivator who was a fervent Catholic believer. Vin Scully, the legendary announcer for decades, going back to the late 1940s, if I'm correct, saying that I believe it was 1949, always honoring members of the Catholic faith and the clergies, and he'd have the camera people put the camera on the priests and the nuns coming in. And I say this from the perspective of one who was raised Catholic, not a practicing Catholic right now, but doing my best to be a believing Christian. And it's almost like, and the point I want to make here with everybody across the country, is you have this tradition of family and faith and people who were, shall we say, stalwarts who lived the lives that they did. And the minute Gil Hodges, and this is really the functional thing that kind of pushed me off the edge, the minute that Gil Hodges was admitted into the Hall of Fame, albeit 50 years too late, it was almost like, okay, we've made our last contract here with tradition, and the woke management of this baseball team, which is like the woke management in a lot of other places, like with Bud Light and Target and everything else, saying, all right, push all that off the table. We're completely disavowing this tradition that we have, and we're going to be, quote-unquote, inclusive to everyone. And I guess to me, that hurt me. Okay, believe what you want to believe. Do what you want to do. That's perfectly okay with me. But why do you have to show this to children who follow the game of baseball? Believe me, we talked about this, you know, on the Connecticut Morning Show, on your show, the Lee Elsie Show, that Jim Bouton, when Bob Lazzari and I, Bob, another one of your fine panelists, we did a sports show in Connecticut for many years, Monday Night Sports Talk, we interviewed Jim Bouton. You know, baseball's greatest renegade. And Jim told me something that is so, shall we say, it sticks with me to this day because I had an experience like this. Baseball is a game that is going from fathers to sons, occasionally to daughters. And it's this lineage and this stupid corporate management that you have today, a lot of which comes out of the Ivy League schools. They must really... they don't care about that. It's like, well, we think this is right, and that's it, and we really don't care. So I said all that to say this. I had this beloved Dodger jacket, which to me was really kind of a touchstone, a symbol to the past. And I said, what am I going to do with this jacket, Lee Elsie? I can't wear it out in public anymore. I can't. I don't want to give it to the garbage man. I don't want him to see it. I don't want to bring it to, you know, the thrift shop or Goodwill or something. I don't want to enable somebody. So I did the only thing I can. I made a video. The video is on my YouTube channel, the Tony D'Angelo channel, and you can watch me, and you can watch me rant and rave and burn my Dodger jacket and my front yard. Baseball, shame on you. 20 years from now, when people aren't watching your game at all, you're just going to be sitting there wondering what happened. And honestly, I really don't care anymore. You did it to yourselves. You're ball, my friend.
This is not an anti pride thing. You don't care about it.
Not at all.
Right, you've made a point to say that. For me, this boils down to an attack on kids. So when you start attacking people's belief systems and you start attacking children, which essentially is what a lot of these groups are aimed at doing, you're going to lose a lot of America, Tony. And just a quick side note, the pitcher who actually spoke out against this, Anthony Bass of the Toronto Blue Jays, was designated for assignment. So he was sent to the minors for his beliefs.
Well, it's certainly indicative of a pattern, and certainly indicative of a belief that it is fine to have some beliefs and not others. And those of us who do have beliefs that are not, shall we say, syncing with the powers that be in media and baseball and things like that, they don't want you around. And what's so tragic about that is baseball used to be, for those of us of a certain vintage, of which I am one, we're reminded of this, baseball used to be the place where people of all differences could go and enjoy the game, you know, share a beer, you know, goof around, look out at the crowd. If you watched All in the Family in the 70s, the CBS sitcom, there was the Archie Bunker character who was the right-wing, shall we say, angry fanatic, who was constantly fighting with his left-wing liberal son-in-law, Michael the Meathead Stivic. But the thing that they agreed on was baseball, and more often than not, the characters would say that they'd go out and watch a Met game together. That's what baseball is supposed to be. Baseball is not supposed to be a social crusade against me taking your belief or you taking my belief. It's supposed to bring us back to where we can reset and perhaps get away from our beliefs a little bit and, you know, maybe look at them a little bit differently. They've completely ruined that, these, you know, woke management morons, and that's just what I'm going to call them, and I hope you're hearing me.
So those of you keeping score at home, and I know you are, in case you live near Dodger Stadium out in L.A., Pride Night is Friday. That's this Friday, June 16th. Doors open for the Pride celebration at 5:30, where there'll be drink specials and a lot of celebration out in center field. And by the way, the almighty dollar rears its ugly head in this whole charade. You can buy a Dodgers rainbow color type jersey at the store. I'm sure it's not cheap either. Doesn't it always boil down to the almighty dollar, Tony?
Well, they certainly are driven by that. I think the whole woke model, if you will, Lee Elsie, in business has been driven by the, they thought they could toss a few bucks here and there and kind of make it all go away when people started saying things and say, yeah, okay, we're into this. We like pride. We like diversity. And then it got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it never dawned on them that there would be such a backlash from, quote unquote, the people who were actually buying the beer, the people who were actually buying, you know, the corporate boxes and things like that. It's like, well, they're not supposed to do that. They don't agree with us. And I think it's really like a kind of like a Steve McQueen blob movie. You know, the little blob all of a sudden takes over a city. This is what they get, and that's kind of indicative to their management talents. I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. I do have a lot of sympathy for all the poor people in these industries that are losing their jobs because of idiots that are running these corporations. In these teams.
He's one of my regulars. We love having him on. We appreciate him coming on here this afternoon / evening, wherever you may be listening. You can follow him on Twitter. His name is Tony D'Angelo, TonyD'Angelo7 on the Twitter. He's also got a budding YouTube page that you can check out as well. Tony, thank you, pal. I got to run.
Thank you, pal.
You got it. Tony D'Angelo, we got to go. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
We hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion, Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. With me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This segment of the show, I trust them. I personally buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver. That's what you want, physical gold and silver, not stock market gold and silver, physical gold and silver that you can put in your IRA, your SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured, A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau. When it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it easy. They'll buy the metals back for you if you ever decide to sell. And when you mention Wayne Alaroot, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you have worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Call Goldgate Capital now. Tell them Wayne Reed sent you and get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. What are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. So, I received an interesting email which sparked something, so I figured I will share this with you. In George Washington's farewell address, delivered in 1796, as he prepared to step down and step back and step away from his presidency of two terms, Washington's words in his address hold immense relevance today. They provide a cautionary set of insights into the dangers of political factions and the potential erosion of democratic principles. A man that is wiser than we know. The moniker of father of a nation, you think about the weight of that term, the responsibility. Not only does he bear that weight, and he bears it 250 years later. It's pretty remarkable. But in his farewell address, Washington warned about the perils of political factions, those factions that could undermine the function of government and manipulate
public sentiment for their own gain. 245 years later, we are watching this unfold on the nightly news every single night. He highlighted the possibility that these factions may exploit popular demands or urgent problems to advance their own agendas, ultimately seeking to concentrate power in the hands of a few unjust individuals. It's like he's seeing the future. You've got unscrupulous people at the top now who are manipulating everything. Information, what you see, what you read, what you hear. This warning remains highly relevant in today's society. Contemporary society needs to look back at history and look at the words that Washington said. We have witnessed instance after instance after instance, time and time again, political factors and factions driven by their own interests, their own ideologies, have obstructed the execution of laws or impeded the function of government and its institutions. We watch it happen every single day. These actions can undermine the democratic process and lead to a breakdown of governance. Like he is looking into the future. Washington's cautionary words remind us of the importance of remaining vigilant against those who use rhetoric to capitalize on societal issues. And again, consolidating power and suppressing the voice of the people. Suppressing the voice of freedom. The warning is a call to continuously assess the motivations and actions of anyone who's elected. Any political person should always come under increased scrutiny. The eye should always be on them. Because we now live in a world of complete distrust, where power is everything, and ensuring that they are working in the best interest of the nation. We all need to be proactive citizens, watchdogs, and we need to get the word out on dirty politicians, because these politicians are serving their own self-interest. We have neglected Washington's warnings. It's a breakdown of trust. More polarization. We have to, again, look back on Washington's words. A man who stepped away from the presidency, offered essentially a kingship to a new land. A king in a new land, as far as the eye could see. And he said no. Could you say no to that? Could I say no to that? He was the father of this country for a reason. He may have been the only one that could have done that. And set us off on a path where democracy in this republic would reign for 250 years until now. And heed Washington's warnings, preserving the power of the people, safeguarding our democratic institutions, and again, fight to continue this amazing gift of freedom that we've all had. Other countries don't have this. Other people don't have it. Other nations don't have it. We are truly incredibly lucky, man, when you think about it. Think about when you were born, where you were born. Even if you're the poorest of the poor in this country, you're still rich, comparatively speaking, to anywhere else on the planet. The poorest people in the United States would be princes in Haiti. We've got a lot of work to do. We got a president who thinks himself a king, but is more a jester. And he is surrounded by folks who are supposed to be advisors, but they're actually truly sent directly from the devil himself to conspire. This is the most devious and unscrupulous acts mankind has ever known. All right, we got to take a break. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Wayne will be back tomorrow. Coming up after the top of the hour, we'll talk to one of our favorites from the Heritage Foundation, Stephen Bucci, up next. Keep it here. It's the USA Audio Network.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.